Our first guest is John O'Shea. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Dave. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, thanks. A few good ones in today. We start with the third race, it is. Fox Swift, the mare. Fitter for that one run back, but the tempo didn't really suit her first up.
Yeah, no, not a lot went right that day. And probably young Rob probably heard just not dropping down onto the rail and riding for a little bit of luck up the road. Yeah. Wouldn't change the result, but just she would have had a nice run in transit, you know. So, doesn't get a lot of luck from the gate today and has to go back, but I still think she can run a nice run.
So you're happy with the way she's going, although that, you know, not a lot went right there first up, John?
Well, yeah, not a thing went right, Duff. And then sectionally, obviously, it was an impossible task, you know. So as far as to give her that run, mate, and, you know, she'll just be ridden quietly again today, but we'll probably look to ride for a bit of luck up the rail, you know.
Tom Marquand, he rides. You're instrumental in bringing him over here. And did I read yesterday that he's thinking about stretching it out another couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, we're probably going to stay. He'll probably stay now to the middle of February. So we just had to confirm, you know what his requirements were back at home from Richard, and I think we'll stay for that meeting at Warwick Farm with the big English race series on. So, and then he'd probably have to get home because the flat season starts here in the middle of March, and needs to get himself organised. But you know, it's been a really successful tour for him.
Yeah, he's certainly a very, very capable rider.
Yeah, look, and he's been a revelation in the sense that, you know, as you saw there on Wednesday, he's not frightened to sort of make a move on them and let them go on a good gallop. It's just probably taken a few of our riders by surprise, you know, and it's been really good for it. I think it's good for Tommy and good for, you know, the riders in Sydney. Made them a little bit more competitive, haven't they?
Yeah, certainly has. The other bloke you singled out earlier, I know he's not apprenticed to you, but young Dolan, you put him on his way and he hasn't looked back as well.
Well, he's great, Ronnie. I think technically, one of the reasons I like him is technically he's a really accomplished young boy. He sits on him very quiet and, you know, he can use stick in both hands. And, you know, they're all things that, you know, you saw, you know, James McDonald was able to do as a young rider as well. So he's fantastic. And for a young kid to be able to ride him back in the field is a great attribute, you know. So he's ripped through his claim pretty quickly, and I suppose he continually will because he's so light. He rides light as well.
Yeah, for sure. All over Bossa Nova, a new acquisition for your stable. I don't know how new is she. What's the story? She trialled nearly 12 months ago.
Yeah, she trialled and then she pulled up with a problem, so just had to just regroup with her. She went and had a spell, some rehab, and then she's probably ready to come back in towards the end of the year, and then just we waited on her because ideally the purpose of her coming to Sydney was to try and, you know, get a bit of black type or a bit more black type. And so, you know, the right time for her to come in is now. And I think even she'll be advantaged by a little bit of sting in the ground later on in the season as well. So she's got plenty of improvement, whatever she does today. But she's a really nice mare. Every time we step her out in public, she's been really willing. And so I think today will be no different. But, condition-wise, she does have good improvement in her.
Okay. She's drawn barrier 9. As a rule, she's a bit of a speed horse, but there's a lot of speed underneath her. You're positive, negative, or in between?
I think that, you know, the best plan for her will be to try and cross Michael Friedman's horse, you know, and mm-hmm. if she can get across him, she should have a little bit of speed for him because he's had the extra trial there over a bit further. So, you know, he'd be inclined to sort of get across him and then try and find the 1-1 if we could.
Yeah. And you finish with the last with this horse in magnificent form, Dawn Raid. He's shooting for 4 straight.
Yeah, we never would have thought we'd just come around single figure odds on a Saturday race with him, but I suppose, you know, he's run the other evening was a really good performance. He maps very well, and he's probably found the right race if he's ever going to be competitive on a Saturday. Here, there's no issue. You know, look, he's probably trained on, if not improved a little bit since his win the other day. He's actually just popped over a few logs here this morning, and he's a very happy little horse. Billy seems to get along really well with him and looks to map well in the race, you know.
Okay, there's a solid maiden at Kembla today. You've got a horse called Killer Instinct who looks pretty promising.
Yeah, mate, we really like her. I mean, she's probably, you know, this will be her last one she'll ever break. And I think, you know, as a young staying prospect, she's a beautiful filly, and Did a good job the other day, and it's been good form out of the race. So, hopefully she gets the right run and gets herself on the board today.
Beauty. Good luck with them today.
Cheers, mate.